This is a journey to the past that begins right around the corner. A real American hometown. That gold lettering. There are certain forgotten words that once upon a time held a great fear for children. Cold adult words like truant officer, for instance. In Terre Haute, Indiana, in June of 1926, the mere mention of this could haunt a child's imagination. Truant officers were not by their nature mean or callous toward children. Still, their image was demonized over time, and the childhood fears they produced took on the force of legend. Orphanage would become another word like that. In literature, the orphanage has often been portrayed as a place of shadows, loneliness, poverty, and pain. Orphans were the ultimate symbol of helplessness. Lately, though, with the development of foster care, the images have become almost romanticized. It's common to see orphans as odd exceptions, born of the rarest circumstances. It must have been, we believe, that both parents died tragically, or else the orphan was a foundling given up at birth by an underage mother. In either case, we think, the orphanage would exist only to house such children temporarily until they're rescued through adoption. So in the early hours of Friday, June 25th, 1926, you carry that image to the corner of 25th and Wabash to face the present reality, the Rose Orphan's Home in Terre Haute, Indiana. For an institution born of rare circumstance, the home is a very commanding presence. In front of you, a huge three-story brick structure that looks like the mansion of a storybook tycoon. It is, in fact, a replica of Sandringham Palace in England, comfortably set amidst manicured lawns with a sculpted fountain in front. This is the main building of the orphanage. On the first floor, the dining room, a reception area, and the office of the superintendent, Mr. Ernest G. Alden. The second and third floors provide living quarters, not only for Mr. Alden and his family of four, but also for single staff members, like the head of the physical plant and the housekeeper, Mrs. McKimmy. Actually, the illusion of an English country estate might be maintained were it not for two distinguishing features. There is that large black sign with gold lettering which reads, Rose Orphan's Home, and then the clanging bell that's just sounded from the steeple atop the main building. It announces the time, 5:30 a.m., the day at Rose Orphan's Home will now begin.